This is from The Secret Doctrine. Indeed, it must be remembered that all these stanzas appeal to the inner faculties rather than to the ordinary comprehension of the physical brain.
Yes, well, we said something about that in the last answer, mm-hmm. but there is another aspect. We have certain knowledge in our waking consciousness. When we use our brain, we have certain knowledge that we gather mostly in our daily life on the physical plane. But especially in spiritual people, they also go on with their learning when the body is sleeping, for example. It is said that on the inner plane, if a person is really following a spiritual path, his soul, his soul will learn several things that are not necessarily gained on the physical plane. So usually our soul is wiser than our personality. Now, one of the aims of this kind of study is to give some hints to our brain to be open to the knowledge of the soul. So that's why Blavatsky says that they appeal to our inner faculties. When we read with the right frame of mind, then these statements can bring some knowledge from our soul, from our inner nature. And Blavatsky said in many places in The Secret Doctrine that that's one of the aims of this book. That's why one of her teachers, one of the Mahatmas, recommended to a theosophist that when he studies, he should do it in a very calm way, because only in the calm mind we can get those insights from the inner regions. It's okay, we can read The Secret Doctrine in the bath, but we need also to have some space for this study that is kind of meditative study, so the inner knowledge of our soul can come through the brain.